In Ireland, there has been continuing reaction to the Irish government's 2014 budget, which saw spending cuts and tax rises worth 2.5 billion euro. Some social welfare benefits were affected, as well as allowances for the elderly in a bid to make savings. The Catholic Primary Schools Management Association is one of the organizations that has responded to the budget. Its new general secretary, Father Tom Deanahan, told Lydia O'Kane that over the past few years, successive budgets have had an impact on education in the country.
In terms of education, your sphere of interest, what is your reaction to Tuesday's budget?
Well, I think one would have to look at it in terms of the positives and the negatives, and I think one must emphasise that there are positives to it too. The Minister has been very anxious, and indeed the Catholic Primary School Management Association requested in our submission that he would fund school rental scheme, book schemes in the various primary schools, because cost of school books is an inordinate expense on parents in September every year, and it is adding to financial hardship. And we are pleased that the Minister has made an amount of money available to each school, 150 per pupil, I think, in the disadvantaged schools in relation to the start-up of a school book rental scheme. The difficulty with that, and I don't mean at all to be negative in relation to this, is that some schools have already embarked upon that course of action for the good of the students that were attending their schools, but there doesn't seem to be any provision in the budget for giving those schools the funding that they have already expended, but one can't be nitpicking. So we do welcome the fact that the Minister has made an amount of money available for the book rental scheme, which is positive. The other, I suppose, major area of expense that the Minister has highlighted has been in the area of school provision. And that's obviously an important factor, but it does concern a minority of pupils or a minority of areas. The vast majority of pupils that are attending school or want to attend school will do so in schools that are already established. And the reality is that those schools are suffering in terms of the withdrawal of the small works grant, which was used by the schools to do necessary repairs, usually during the summer holidays. So whereas the Minister is indicating that he has a budget for the provision of education in areas of growing population, and that's necessary and is to be welcomed, the reality is that the vast majority of primary schools are struggling to maintain buildings in a habitable fashion throughout the country since the small work scheme was cancelled a number of years ago. Of course, that does put financial pressure on the local faith community, the local parish, because in Ireland, as you know, the vast majority of primary schools are owned by the Diocesan trustees, and they invariably end up funding the windows and the roof and the leaks and the burst pipes when the small works grant is not available. So, as I say, there are positives and there are negatives, and I think you know one can't stress either without mentioning the other.
Just looking at the impact of the economic crisis, how much of an impact has it had on primary school education in Ireland?
Well, I mean, this is one budget after a number of others that have impacted heavily on education. The teacher unions and indeed others would talk about the increase in the pupil-teacher ratio. There was significant controversy last year in relation to the withdrawal of resource teaching and special needs provision for disadvantaged students. That there has been a reduction in capitation. So this is one budget after a number of harsh budgets. So I think you're right. You have to look at the cumulative effect also. Historically, of course, in Ireland, education, people have always put a high value on education because education opens doors for in terms of opportunity, in terms of career and so on and so forth. So I think even though we are in a recession, it is important that education is one of the key areas of spending in terms of looking to the future. And to be fair to the Minister, one has to emphasise too that he is doing the best with what he has. Some of the recommendations that were made to him have been taken on board, And it's inevitable that there would be cutbacks, but some of the cutbacks are affecting some of the smaller schools a lot more than some of the larger schools. And in terms of rural Ireland, but in particular, where most pupils would attend 3 and 4 teacher schools, those cutbacks are affecting them very badly.
You were talking there about recommendations made to the Minister of Education. You're General Secretary of the Catholic Primary Schools Management Association. How much does the government, do you think, take on board maybe issues that your body would have?
Well, I'm General Secretary of the Catholic Primary School Management Association for the past 3 days. I think, to be fair, I mean, all the educational partners do make submissions. I think, to be fair as well, there is a huge degree of convergence in relation to the submissions that are made. So I think that the teacher unions and ourselves and others, parents' associations, would have been talking about the pupil-teacher ratio. We would have been talking about the book rental scheme. They were granted. We would have been talking about the small works grant, which, unfortunately, the minister was unable to accommodate. And that is very important. And at the moment, that is one of the key provisions, because children are attending school, in school, and some of them are not fit for purpose, and the local community is simply unable, because of the recession, to fund the repairs that are absolutely necessary.
What would you like to see coming out of the next budget with regard to primary education?
I think the whole area of inclusion, I think the area of disadvantage, the area of inclusion, but I think that the small works grant has to be restored so that schools that are ageing can be repaired to make them fit for purpose. Ideally, one would like to see an improvement in the pupil-teacher ratio and in the provision of resource teaching and special needs teaching. They are key areas in terms of a child's future progress, and one has to address those issues at the primary school. So I think that those areas are the key, and I think the minister is conscious of that. But I think they are areas that will have to be looked at going into the future.